Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Seller Notes. Well, okay. Australia.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I call you Bruce?
No, just give me a moment. Stupid will do just fine.
All right, stupid. We're going to talk about Australian wines beyond Shiraz.
That's right. You know, and for the longest time, Shiraz was a very minor player in Australia.
Really?
No, Cab Sauv was like the king. But they didn't manage to quite pull it off entirely. And then Max Schubert invented something called Grange.
Gotcha.
For Penfolds.
Yes.
Which was the first time they took it seriously. And within 10, 15 years, people really did take Shiraz seriously. But there are still a whole bunch of red wines out there that are still being produced rather nicely. So let's look into that.
Sounds like a winner to me.
Okay. First one I want to talk about is Thorne Clark Mataro from the Barossa Valley. This is from 2019, $23. Now, Mataro is also known as Mourvèdre.
Right.
And it's a staple of the south of France and Australia. It's usually blended with Grenache and Syrah, but here it stands alone. This one is appropriately dark and has an intriguing aroma of wild blackberries with exotic spices blended in. The wine is lighter than I expected. It's almost medium-bodied. And the overall impression is vibrant and lovely. There's bright acidity, kind of lean, tart fruit, and lingering tannins. The flavors recall the wild berries of the aroma, and there's a bottom layer of smoky tarriness, which is totally perfect for Mourvèdre.
Yes, absolutely.
So this wine wants grilled food to work with, and I think grilled lamb kebabs would be just about perfect. Oh, man. Give this a try. Thorne Clark Mataro, a very interesting wine, only $23. Now, Hugh, few places are as remote and exotic as Tasmania.
Aye.
And here's a wine from Tasmania called Devil's Corner Pinot Noir. So we got Tasmania, we got Pinot Noir.
Right.
Not sure how that was going to add up. But it was really a very nice Pinot. Now, it's not going to hold half a candle to Romani Conti or anything like
that. Right, right.
But I've had some Haute Cote de Bones from Burgundy that weren't nearly as good as this one.
Oh, okay.
This Pinot is one of the palest I've ever seen, which doesn't really bother me a whole lot. It's almost a dark rosé, but it is fragrant. It is just very quaffable. The aroma outstrips the flavor. It shows sweet black tea, sour cherry, and dried grass. And on the palate, the wine is just thin but tasty. I really found it very, very nice. And I think this would be a perfect luncheon wine.
Okay.
So that's the Devil's Corner. Devil's Tasmania Devil, I guess.
Yep.
Pinot Noir. Excellent. Now my wine of the week. Like we said, Cab Sauv has grown a whole lot. And it still is. Here's from Penley. Their Cab Sauv Phoenix is the nickname for it. Kunawara. $20 for this. And it's a very respectable cab. And I think it actually punches above its weight. It's very flavorful and has concentrated, almost dense texture. The aroma is perfectly correct. It's got cassis spices and a touch of sour cherry. And I sipped the wine, and it was immediately impressed by the intensity of the flavor from this. So Penley Cab Sauv, only $20, a really nice wine. It's my wine of the week. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.